America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
All right, we all like to eat.
Yes.
But what happens when eating makes you smell?
See, this is so crazy for me. Because
Why?
When you think about it,
yes.
If you eat a lot of something, it's being absorbed into your bloodstream, mm-hmm. coming out of your pores. All over the place.
It's just emanating from your existence.
Ugh.
Can food cause body odor or, for the more pedestrian term, foods that make you stink?
Yeah.
Here we go. There are a bunch of them here. This actually, I think we got this from the Huffington Post.
Okay.
Number one, foods containing sulfur. Mm. Plants that are in the Brassica genus, including broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower, can affect body odor because of the vegetable sulfur compounds. So can foods in the Allium genus, which includes onions and garlic.
Yes.
Now, here's I love this. Listen to this. To see how pungent these compounds can be, try this experiment.
Okay.
Rub crushed raw garlic on the sole of your foot. Within about 20 minutes, you're likely to taste it in your mouth. If you like garlic but not the mouth odor, try drinking milk after eating it. So, that's a pretty good idea. And if you remember a couple of weeks ago, Christina waxed me or skinned me alive on the air.
Yes.
Here's something we can do.
Oh, boy.
We can rub garlic and, well, I don't know if we would go that far, but you could do this in the privacy of your own home.
Sure. I'm not rubbing garlic on my foot just to test it out.
Well, you just ruined my day.
You know, you got nothing better to do at
and
night.
How much garlic would it be? One clove, two cloves?
I actually knew someone. I was friends with somebody.
You seem to know everybody about anything.
I have a story about everything. It's so crazy.
Okay.
I knew someone. I was friends with someone in college whose dad smelled like garlic.
All the time.
It was like if you were in a car with him and the doors were closed, you smelled garlic.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Strange.
Because that would linger. He would leave the car and you're five exits down the road and you still smell
him. Very strange.
My goodness.
Yeah.
The next one is meat. Going meatless may have some olfactory benefits. In a small study published in Chemical Senses, women rated men's body odors taken from their armpits as more attractive and pleasant and less intense than when the men ate no meat for 2 weeks. Wait a minute. Why are you doing a smell test in the armpit?
When I think armpit, attractive doesn't usually fall in the same sentence.
No, especially in a hot summer day. Mm. Things can get a little bit...
manly.
Yes, and they can be quite olfactory unpleasant.
Yeah.
So meat, the next one...
So wait a minute, if you don't eat meat, your armpits don't smell as bad?
No. So vegans smell better in their pits. That's what it comes down to.
All right, then.
See that? So if you go up to a guy and if he smells like a spring meadow... he's probably a vegetarian.
He's also probably 120 pounds and has no muscle mass at all.
That's true.
Just saying.
The man is a human pipe cleaner. Why don't you read the third one?
Alcohol. Yes. Okay, now this is true.
Why?
Because you know when you go out...
and you're partying.
And you're partying.
And you're drinking.
The next day, you can smell it on yourself.
Yes, you can.
You know what
you
I mean?
You certainly can.
Okay, so alcohol. When you consume alcohol, most is metabolized in the liver into acetic acid.
Acetic acid.
But some of the alcohol is released through your sweat and the respiratory system. So if
you overdo it... Yeah.
Not only will your breath smell, but the odor may also come out of your pores. I agree with this 100%.
So if it's coming out of the complete respiratory system, so when you exhale through your nose, you smell like a distillery as well.
So if you smell like alcohol the next day, you have a problem.
So you're hungover and you smell. That's a bad combination. The next one, herbs, spices, and more. Various foods eaten by breastfeeding women, from carrots and garlic to mint and vanilla, affect the flavor of their breast milk.
All right, well, that makes sense.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to slam the brakes here and say, or ask, how do they know that?
I don't want to know how they know
that. That focus group is a group of people I really don't want to meet.
Okay, can we bring it back to an earlier show?
Yes.
Just like how they found out that beaver anus has a vanilla extract.
Classic moments in the Ed and Christina radio experience here. Yes, for those of you that missed this, we found out that vanilla extract is actually created from some membrane near the beaver's situation down there. Yes.
Let's store that in the file of...
yes.
How did you know that?
We know everything here on this show. See, this is why we're on this side of the microphone and America is on that side of the speaker. With this authority, comes the responsibility to expose vanilla extract, expose alcohol, to expose garlic on your feet, to find out that you drove 100 miles with some guy in the car and he stunk like garlic. See, we have a responsibility.
Me
it's too. A news-oriented program.
With great power comes responsibility.
Sprinkled with entertainment. That's why we're the best at doing this.
We are the best.
Here's a good one. Fish. Now,
okay.
I could see how fish would make you stink. In some cases, there is an interaction between your genes, diet, and body odor. For example, people with the inherited metabolic disorder. And here we go.
What?
See, now this.
All right, now you say it, then I'm going to try to say it.
Trithalaminuria.
Trimethylaminuria?
Here we let's try it again. The inherited metabolic disorder, a big long word that begins with a T,
let's
develop
call it
a fishy
TTL.
Yes, TTL. Develop a fishy odor when they eat fish and some other high protein foods. This is due to an inability to break down a food-derived compound.
Okay.
So I can imagine that there's also something else with this. We've been told for 10, 15 years, take fish oil. My doctor is always
telling me,
take fish oil.
That's right.
But a lot of them, if you take it, you're burping up fish all day.
Yeah.
And I've been told there is one that makes you stink like a mackerel after
really?
You take it. Yes. Because it's emanating from your pores. It's the same idea.
Yeah.
You're sweating the fish oil out.
Well, I mean, it all makes sense. What you consume is absorbed by the body. And
yes.
I mean,
that's what happens.
That's what happens.
And all of a sudden, you're walking down the street and you're your own very own Sharknado.
And you're like, holy mackerel.
See?
Okay.
And then the last one. Now, this is something I have eaten like once in my life. I can't stand it.
You don't like asparagus?
No.
Why not?
How many people do? If you were to walk down the street right now, if you were to walk out of the studio, and if you were
asparagus.
To walk up to 10 people on the street and say, excuse me, do you enjoy asparagus? 3 people would think you're nuts and just walk away.
Right.
7 would actually answer the question. I would imagine 6 of the 7 would say,
no.
I hate it with a passion.
I don't even know why, because if asparagus is cooked the proper way, it actually tastes pretty good, and so do Brussels sprouts.
Oh, see, there's another one.
Here's the thing.
What's going on here?
Okay, because usually they're just boiled and they're gross. But if you like cut up a Brussels sprout and you saute it in a pan with a little bit of butter, a little bit of like bacon bits and stuff like that, you let it caramelize.
You eat
actually
bacon bits?
Tastes really good.
Really?
I'm not saying I eat that now. I'm just saying in the past I've had it that way.
Because you're one of the healthiest eaters I know.
I am. Let's bring it back to asparagus,
shall we?
Though not a body odor issue per se, asparagus is notorious for making urine smell funny. Okay. Somewhat like rotten or boiled cabbage. Just reading the description is kind of disgusting.
You know, if you're living with somebody, maybe you don't want to be eating asparagus for that very reason. Honey, you just used the bathroom, right?
Yeah, about 20 minutes ago.
The ending sentence here is that this is certainly no reason to stop eating asparagus. No one but you is likely to notice it. Hopefully not. Thanks a lot.
All right, here we go. Think about the situation where we work, these large community bathrooms. So you go in and you can meet anybody from the place that you work at, from the place that the other places on the floor. In a male situation, they have this amazing plumbing invention called the urinal.
I don't even know why anyone would want to use a urinal,
and
but that's just my opinion.
Well, it's easy. You're in, you're out, the whole thing.
Gotcha.
Boom. I've actually seen men text while they're using one, too, and that's a story for another day.
Gross.
But you're standing there, and if you were eating asparagus, and if it's going to cause an odor, your bathroom buddy is going to smell that.
You know, I try not to pay attention to what's going on in the bathroom when I'm in there. And I just,
well, that's
you know,
true. Maybe I'm putting a little bit too much emphasis on the attention factor.
Yeah.
But
I try not to pay attention, Ed. You know, and I hope that no one's really paying attention to what I'm doing in the bathroom.
You know what I
mean?
Always do notice?
Yeah.
People that go in, do their business, and don't wash their hands.
It's gross.
Yes.
I've actually experienced that, like, still sitting in the stall, someone walks out. Me
really?
Out.
I thought every woman was as pure
Ew.
As the driven snow.
The
That's
women's
not the
bathroom
case?
Is usually a very gross
I've heard
place.
That. No, I've never been in one.
Listen.
But I've heard it's an experience in sociology.
It is disgusting.
Wow.
And, since our conversations usually go off in a million different
Here
directions.
Here we go, down the line.
I have discovered something.
What?
Called poopery. Have you heard of this?
The commercials? On YouTube.
Yeah.
When you're finished listening to this program, of course, go to YouTube and just simply search poopery.
Poopery.
It is a very distinguished British woman. She's sitting there. You know, obviously you know what it is, so explain the concept. How does it work?
It comes in a little spray bottle, okay? And I guess like in the formula, it's all like essential oils and like different things. So what you do is you spray it into the water and it creates a film on top of the water. So when you go...
Locks the olfactory issues.
You know, the stuff falls in and like the odor kind of gets trapped underneath the water so it doesn't smell.
It doesn't escape the water. That's amazing.
I was like, this is genius.
And now, have you been compelled to order it? I've thought about it.
I did. I actually
you
bought
did.
It. Because, you know, I didn't order it online. I was actually in like some boutique down on the Jersey Shore.
And they had it in the store.
They had it right by the register. And I was just like, I got to try this.
Got to give it a shot.
I bought it. And I was like, okay.
Now,
like,
does it work?
This actually works. Like it.
Wow.
And they have like different, like, they have like a lavender. They have one like a Christmas theme that smells like cinnamon and like different things. And I'm like, okay, this is crazy.
You know, it's amazing when you get to the point when it's time to decorate the house for the holidays and you actually put on the list, get the appropriately scented poo-pourri. Takes care of the upstairs.
You know.
Ho, ho, ho.
Let's file this under the why didn't we think of that category.
I like that. You are providing a public service
today. I really am. It's a little bit on the pricey side,
yes.
But it's worth it to buy once.
And when you see the commercial on YouTube for the first time,
because it started
out as a product over in Great Britain.
That's right.
And you would think, this has got to be a joke. This is some goofy video that somebody made and put up on YouTube. It is a product. You have purchased it. You have tried it.
It's so
and
funny.
And it works. So what that does is it literally takes almost half the stuff in this story and it just deems it moot.
That's
because
true.
Because now you don't care because you can take care of it before the big problems happen.
That's right. We are providing a service.
See that?
To America.
We certainly are. See that?
Oh,
helping
boy.
Lives and just teaching and educating.
You know, because if you just use the spray, you know, it smells like you pooped on a lemon.
That's right. And then you get downstairs and you have a nice cold glass of lemonade waiting for you on a hot summer day, and all of a sudden you lose your appetite. Take that with you, folks, and go on with your day. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova. So where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised
James Blake does, but I can still hear you.
James just yelled at me. I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 280 degree switchbacks. All but the most experienced wrenches detest having to wire a set of C-bars. Still, we're doubling the height and pullback of our old set. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. After hours of staring at internet sites, we still couldn't find a true motorcycle Z-bar, other than those identical to what we have. JP Cycles catalog is a last resort. Found a good-looking set. Twice the rise, twice the pullback of the set we've been running for years. Just what the doctor ordered for a reasonable buck and a half. Tall, fresh Z-bars, along with the longer front fork tubes, will really set the chopper off. Build in progress at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road in about 2 weeks.